Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it worked.
Hey, folks. How's everybody doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm all right.
Adequate.
What I missed last week? I'll watch the recording later. You don't have to.
Well, let's see. That's a good question. I did want to start with trying to find newsletter highlights to hoist up to the little highlights area. So that would be a good way to answer your question. get that. Let's see, I'm going to share my screen. Okay. Oh, it looks like it loaded. For a long time, this was just sitting here, not loading. But it just looked like.
You're looking for last week?
I do think I got it up over here somewhere,
Oh,
but.
okay. Well, there's the link in case others need it.
So something that I noticed a while ago, and I feel like I mentioned it to Caitlin, but I don't know if she ever did anything about it, was the template doesn't have
Yeah.
the tag on it or whatever, the label. And so then it doesn't show up on the list unless you put it there manually.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so, because I just created this one from a template. Do we know how to edit the template? Because also this stuff at the bottom here is not on the template.
I don't.
I don't either. I would that that's what I was just playing around with right before this is trying to figure out. Mean, here it is. Right. Well, I'll figure that out after the meeting. But yeah, there's a couple different things that need to be added to the template. What is the tag that gets it on that list?
I believe it's meeting notes. Let me check. Yeah, it's meeting hyphen notes.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, let's start by just taking a look at the agenda from last time and seeing if there's anything on here that we feel like we should throw up here in the meeting highlights. I was thinking that, now would be a good time to kind of orient ourselves in, what's been happening in our meetings and we could take advantage of that by trying to capture that here in the highlights for the newsletter. So,
Did we want to add maybe the creation of the groups? I mean, just in
yeah.
maybe I that might be a good idea with the highlight saying, we work on God, I can't even, sorry. It's
Yeah, my
many,
brain's
many
doing that as
groups.
well. It seems like also we've got the three groups that are spinning up, so good to promote those. There's We were talking a lot about process around the support policy, especially for, I believe it was Ramsons and Sunflower. Well, specifically Sunflower, I think it was. I think
Oh yeah, we do. That's
that's kind of in the notes.
yeah.
Because we were talking about the different, there was that kind of involved discussion about risk. And then there was the bit under new topics about the updated list of Folio modules and their maintenance status. And I see Christy has her hand up.
I think Jennifer has her hand up too, and her hand up
Oh.
was before mine.
I mean, you can go, Christy, if you want. I can go after.
I'm actually just stepping in. I attend this with my hat as the liaison from the Technical Council. And one thing that the Technical Council is interested in is understanding the process for getting PC approval for the support policy for Ramsons and Sunflower, that new support period. So understanding when you want to have that on the agenda so we can make sure that we have representation from the technical council there to support your discussion. Yeah, I think that we're flexible on the time frame, but we would like for PC to at least take it up for an approval vote.
That is a good question. Support approval of support period changes being proposed.
I would advocate for sooner rather than later. I don't know if this week is too soon, but before Thanksgiving, certainly, maybe this week, maybe next.
Yeah. Anything else from this meeting that we feel like should be highlighted?
It's
Jennifer's got her hand up. Oh, yes.
yeah, it's related tangentially. So we just got the notice from Oleski that CSP2 for Sunflower came out, and this is related to the work trying to be done for the National Library of Sweden. So I'm wondering if maybe this is it kind of wraps into RMSPC. Like, is there a way that we can? And I know Charlotte, you probably have more to say on that, but I'm wondering, is there a way where we can make
So,
this less techie
so,
and
so, so, National Lab of Sweden is not going to do any work for a critical service patch. That's a decision we did a month ago, and it's discussed in the RMS group as well. So we are not the NLS is not, squeezed.
And I'm wondering if maybe we could just, take the this message and kind of deconstruct it and make it kind of human readable instead of tech readable. Because it right now it's just like, dashboard, execution results, and yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. That's definitely something worth talking about. I'm going to go ahead and update this with those highlights there, and we can dive into getting stuff on the schedule for next time. It does seem like a good announcement would be Sunflower critical service patch. I know that one of the things that is definitely on the calendar for next time is
Is that presentation?
the Consortia SIG is presenting their priorities. Okay.
Jeremy, did I just see that I was the note taker
I think
next?
I am the note taker.
Okay.
That's another thing I wanted to figure out. I was wondering, Todd, if you would be willing either to MC the meeting or swap for me taking notes.
Let me check my calendar. I think sometimes there's something weird that happens.
I'm happy to do either one,
Yeah.
reluctant to do both.
Why don't I can take notes. I wasn't able to last week because of funky internet and Yana stepped in for me, so it's still kind of my turn.
Well, I was planning to take one of your note-taking slots anyhow, so why don't I do the note-taking next week?
Okay.
And then you won't have to do three before the end of the calendar year.
Hey, thank you, Todd,
Thanks, Todd.
and thank you, Autumn. Okay, cool. All right, so yeah, I do need to figure out how to update these th this template because there's also changes that we were had made to some of the flow of the meetings that I'd like to get in there. But any other announcements that we feel like we should bring forward in the PC meeting on Thursday?
So only with me not being able to attend the PC meeting, and if you talk about Sunflower CSP, you know there's no need to raise concerns about NLS because that's not on the table anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Sunflower. Yeah, we can add that as a Sunflower CSPs will not include additional.
Yeah, but maybe it simply should not be mentioned. It
Okay.
was a plan, and then we decided it's not worth the effort, and then we dropped
So,
it again.
okay.
So
So we don't need to let people know that that's changed.
no. It's only NLS, index data, and potential Vega.
Okay. All right. So I liked Jennifer, your idea about discussing release announcement like translation. But also I think I'm trying to figure out when we could talk about this. We should at least dive into the technical council's decision, I think. So what are y'all thinking? I mean, y'all feel like we'll have enough time to get started on that conversation after the consortia sig?
I'm wondering if maybe we should focus just on the TC's support decision, and then I'm wondering if maybe like the PC should delegate like taking the Sunflower CSP as kind of a prototype and give it to the working group and say, this just came out. How would you highlight this for, the newsletter, for example? Because I'm wondering if it falls under that group that we just formed to kind of do that.
The release management and communication group. Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
I mean, I realize I'm giving myself work, but I guess we're all assigning ourselves work. Yay!
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if you're even adding yourself that much work because a lot of the stuff in the CSP 2 is technical patches. So.
In a way, that's actually maybe even better because, how do we translate that super technical, stuff? And we can't say stuff, right?
Yeah.
No, I think it's fair because I mean some of the stuff that's in here There's a few tickets in here that relate to Cirque BFF, which probably nobody except for myself, maybe Charlotte, know what that is. And it's a module specific to LC, so it doesn't really hit anybody. And all the other stuff is literally tickets for upgrading backend UI components and modules. So, I mean, a lot of those could be grouped together into just system stabilization tasks or something of that nature.
But see, that's really good. So I really did not get that from the dashboard or just the title of the tickets, honestly. So even that, I think, is makes more sense for someone who, you know, can, you know, doesn't understand really what's going on with the CSP.
All right. I'm failing miserably to accomplish my formatting goals here. Or something like that. Okay. And then for the liaison updates, we are going to do a TC update, a CC update, and then the RMS.
The CC meeting got canceled this week. Ain't no CC updates.
Okay. And there is no RMS, and I can't attend this Thursday either, but, you know, other people do go to RMS, so.
But there was no RMS meeting?
No, it's next Monday.
Okay. Cool. All right. Yeah. So I think begin discussion on TC support cycle decision. And how much time do we have here? 5, that's 15, 25, 45, or right at an hour. This does not look like it's going to take that long. I'm going to do 5 to 10 minutes, 15 to 20, and we can probably give this 10 minutes then. It's not unreasonable. Yeah, 10 to 15.
Then I think we would really plan to have that TC support cycle discussion be the have that be the main topic for the following week. Give a little preview and then have that be the main event.
Yeah, I totally agree. I'd like to kind of get, you know, because the question that was asked here moments ago by Christy, you know, about, well, how, you know, what does the approval process look like for the PC? We probably, you know, need to kind of more broadly talk about what our approach needs to be, you know, to all this.
I mean, would this go into like how we treat, you know, new functionality, or, you know, so it just, we set up in our project space on Jira, we just, you know, create a work item. I mean, it's kind of like a ticket, right? And we just say, you know, we add all the stuff, links to all the pertinent documentation, and then it goes through discussion and then endorsement or non-endorsement. I mean, would that make sense?
I mean, I think in principle, that's the sort of flow that we're looking for. I don't know how I feel about, kind of labeling this as new functionality, I suppose. But I did want to know, Christy, if you had a link to that decision record from the TC.
Yeah, give me just a second.
Thanks so much. But Jennifer, I do think, I mean, you're dead on as far as, yeah, I mean, just that We need we need to employ a mechanism for recording a decision record, which I guess, Alexis, maybe you can help me out with this, but we do have that, right? I mean, we do have
a decision log.
Yeah, decision log.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
I'll put a link in.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I found the support period decision entry. It was already open in a tab.
This one I'm looking at? Okay. Oh, yeah. So you posted that. Okay. Okay, yeah. So we'll be discussing that, which I suppose everyone here should be encouraged to read through it and be prepared to start talking about it. We basically just need to figure out the scope of our discussion. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I'm going to go ahead and include a link to this as well. Well, let me ask this question. Does this seem like the appropriate place to record our response to the TC's decision in our own decision log?
Seems right.
I think so too.
Okay, cool.
Can't think where else we would.
And the TC, I mean, this is a place that the TC knows about. It's where we record our other decisions and they check there for other things. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, this looks like a full agenda. How do we all feel about what we see here?
Looks good to me.
All right.
Yep.
Very cool. Action items. I don't, these are done, so I can get rid of them. Bring up newsletter concept. Yeah, I have not done that. So we can check in on these action items next time as well. I guess I'll do that. I'll add action item. Jeremy. All right. I could go through and get the presenters on here, but all right. Awesome. Well, I think we can knock off 5 minutes early. What do y'all think?
Brilliant.
Take it easy, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone.